天和大家分享的题目是来做好朋友。
Today the topic I want to share with you is becoming a good friend.
我们每一个人活在世界上都需要朋友。
Every one of us needs a friend in the world.
我们常说在家靠父母，出外靠什么？朋友。
We often say that we rely on our parents at home, and we rely on our friends outside the home.
可见朋友对我们的确是很重要。
So obviously, the friends are very important to us.
那今天早上我们特别要强调是做好的朋友。
So this morning we want to emphasize is becoming a good friend.
什么是好的朋友呢？
So what is a good friend?
简单说，
And simply to say,
就是肝胆相照，情谊相挺。
So that means the good friends are devoted to each other and show the deepest the sincerity.
意思就是当朋友有难的时候，有需要的时候，你愿意为朋友两臂插刀。
So that means when you friends in a troubled time, you are willing to put a knife in your arms for your friends.
这个时候就显出情谊相挺，真正的好朋友。
So this is our good friend who are devoted to each other now.
在约翰福音十五章十三节啊，也这样提醒我们说。
At the book of John, the chapter 15, verse 13.
这是主耶稣说的。
And this is the Jesus say,
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大。
The greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends.
今天早上我们就要从约拿丹和大卫的交往来找到做好朋友的原则。
So this morning we're going to find the principle of becoming a good friend from the relationship between the Jonathan and the David.
如果有圣经的话，请你打开撒母耳记上的23:14-18.
So if you got a Bible, I want to open up your Bible to the 1 Samuel, the chapter 23. We're going to read the verse 14-18.
还是我们大家一起念的印象深刻一点。
So let's read together so they can reinforce our memory there.
好，十四节，请。大卫住在旷野的山寨里，藏在西佛旷野的山地。扫罗天天寻找大卫，神却不将大卫交在他的手里。大卫知道扫罗出来寻找他的命，那时他住在西佛旷野的树林。扫罗的儿子约拿丹起身往那树林里去见大卫，使他依靠神得以坚固，对他说，不要惧怕，我父扫罗的手必不加害于你，你必做以色列王，我也必做你的宰相，这是我父扫罗知道的。于是两人在耶和华面前立约，大卫人住在树林里，约拿丹回家去。
Let's read in English, start from the verse 14.David stayed in the desert strongholds and in the hills of the desert of the Ziph. Day after day, Saul searches for him, but God did not give David into his hands. While David was at Horesh in the desert of the Ziph, he learned that Saul had come out to take his life. And Saul's son, Jonathan, went to David at Horesh and helped him find strength in God.Don't be afraid, he said. My father Saul will not lay a hand on you. You will be king over Israel, and I will be second to you. Even my father Saul knows this. The two of them made a covenant before the Lord. Then Jonathan went home, but David remained at Horesh.
请大家注意十四节。
Please pay attention on the verse 14.
就是当时大卫住在西佛旷野的山地里。
And at that time, David stayed in the hills of the desert of the Ziph.
我们知道大卫一直是逃避扫罗王追杀。
And you know, at that time, David trying to run away from killed by the king Saul.
但是即使大卫已经住在这个旷野的山地里了。
So even the David stayed in the hills of the desert.
但是扫罗王却仍然不肯放过大卫。
But the king Saul still refused to let go of David.
啊，这个扫罗王每天都要想怎么样能够找到大卫，然后把他杀掉。
And the king Saul searched for him day after day, trying to kill him.
但是感谢神啊。
But thanks God.
因为神不将大卫交在扫罗的手中。
God did not give the David into the Saul's hands.
我们看见什么？
And what we can see from here?
我们看见全能的神日夜都在保护大卫。
So it can be seen that the Almighty God is protect David day and night.
这也让我们看见大卫在过去的日子里是如何的投靠神的。
And this is also remind us how David used to trust in God.
这给我们什么启示呢？
So what kind of inspiration from here?
就是一个真心投靠神的人。
So we know he is a true person who trusts the Lord.
神一定会保守看顾你。
And God will certainly look after him.
所以我们作为神的儿女，我们需要天天来投靠这位爱我们的神。
So we are being the children of the God. We need to trust in our God day after day.
平常就要看重你和神之间的关系。
So we need to value the relationship with our God.
请大家再注意十六节。
Please pay attention to the verse 16.
这是扫罗的儿子呢，约纳丹，他跑到树林里面呢去看大卫。
And you know the Saul's son Jonathan went to meet David at Horesh.
原来约纳丹和大卫本来就是很好的朋友。
And it turned out that Jonathan and David are good friends.
那现在大卫有危险了。
Right now the David was in danger.
所以约纳丹就想要来帮助大卫。
So Jonathan wanted to help David.
那约纳丹如何来帮助大卫呢？
So how does Jonathan help David?
很有意思的一件事。
And this is very interesting.
就是约纳丹他要鼓励大卫更加的来依靠神。
And that is that Jonathan wants to encourage David to rely more on God.
因为大卫在不断的逃难的时候，他总有软弱的时候。
And when David in the hardship of the blazing, he always had to wait his time.
所以你注意看十七节。
And so pay attention to the verse 17.
这是约纳丹对大卫说的话。
And this is what the Jonathan said to David.
对他说，不要惧怕，我父扫罗的手必不加害于你，你必做以色列的王，我也必做你的宰相，这是我父扫罗知道的。
Don't be afraid. My father Saul will not lay a hand on you. You will be king over Israel, and I will be second to you. Even my father Saul kings know this.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们看见什么呢？
Dear brother and sister, what we see from here?
我们看见约纳丹不惜违背他父亲的命令来帮助大卫。
And Jonathan did not hesitate to violate his father's order to save David.
因为大卫并没有错。
Because the David did no wrong.
错的是扫罗。
And Saul is wrong.
我们看见约纳丹他有一颗正直的心态。
And we saw that Jonathan has an upright mentality.
约纳丹选择做对的事情。
And he chose to do the right thing.
我们也当如此。
And we should be like this.
所谓真正的好朋友，有的时候呢，可能是忠言逆耳。
So the so-called true friends, the good friends' advice seldom sounds pleasant.
当朋友劝勉我们的时候
，What our friends advise us?
不见得是我们喜欢听的话。
It's not necessary what we like to hear.
但是却是我们需要听的话。
However, it is what we need to listen to.
其实啊，好朋友的忠言逆耳是真正是为了我们的好处。
And in fact, the friend's unpleasant advice is really for our benefit.
这才是真正的好朋友。
And this is the real good friend.
啊，我们来读一下诗篇的十五篇的一到二节。
Please, right now we are going to read the Psalm, the chapter 15, the verse 1 to 2.
诗篇十五篇，十五篇，十五篇的一到二节，找到的话，我们一起来读一下啊。
The Psalm chapter 15 verse 1 to 2. Let's read all together.
耶和华，谁能寄居你的帐幕？谁能住在你的圣山？注意哈，就是行为正直，做事公义，心里说实话的人。
Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? He whose walk is blameless, and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart.
特别是第二节。
Especially pay attention to the verse number two.
有三件事情。
There's three things.
就是行为正直，做事公义，心里说实话的人。
Whose walk is blameless, and who does what is righteous, and who speaks the truth from his heart.
约拿丹就是这样的人。
And Jonas is such a person like this.
我们看见约拿丹是一位非常敬畏神的人。
And we know Jonathan is the person who fears God.
那么当约拿丹跟大卫说完了这些话以后
，And after Jonathan's conversation with David,
在十八节这里说
，On the verse 18, tell us this.
于是两人在耶和华面前立约，在耶和华面前立约。大卫仍住在树荫里面，约拿丹。
The two of them made a covenant before the Lord. Then the Jonathan went home, but David remained at Horesh.
我们知道，在神的面前立约是一件非常神圣严肃的事情。
And we know it is a very serious matter to make a covenant before the Lord.
可见约拿丹和大卫两个人的态度是非常认真的。
So it can be seen that the attitude of the two people is very seriously.
这给我们什么启示呢
？So what we can get inspiration from here?
就是今天，无论啊，你是要做别人的好朋友，或者是别人要做你的好朋友。
Today, whether you want a good friends of others or someone else is your good friend.
最重要的一件事情就是对和错的观念要分清楚。
The most important thing is.Is that the concept of the right and wrong is very clear?
尤其我们作为神的儿女
especially be the children of God,
更要选择做对的事情
We need to choose the right thing to do.
那有人会问呢
And someone may ask,
那什么是对的事情呢
So what is the right thing?
啊，不是按照你的、他的或者我的
So this is not according to yours or mine,
而是按照圣经的教导。
And that's to do according to the biblical principle.
啊，我们来复一下啊，提摩太后书的三章十六到十七节。
So please turn to the Bible. We are going to read the Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17.
提后三十六，帮助大家复习一下，很好记哈。提后三十六。
Second Timothy chapter 3:16-13.
来，圣经都是神所默示的。于教训督责使人归正教导人学义都是有益的叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事
16. All scripture is God breathing a breath and is useful for teaching rebuking correcting and training in righteousness so that the man of the God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work
圣经都是神所默示
And all the scripture is God breathed
那这个默示啊就是英文翻的原文就是神所呼出来的一口气
So if you translate in English that means the scripture is the God breathed
意思就是圣经真正的原作者是上帝他自己
So that means the original, the true author of the Bible is the God himself
这一点非常非常重要。
And this is very important to know it.
就是神透过四十多个不同的人的作者写下神要告诉我们的话。
That means that God inspired the more than 40 authors to write down the Bible.
所以圣经真正的作者是上帝自己啊。
So the true author of the Bible is the God himself.
那神为什么要给我们圣经
？So why God give us Bible?
目的是什么
？And what's the purpose for it?
下面说得很清楚。
So the following tells very clearly.
于教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
So the purposes are teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. And because one includes every good work.
所以说到对与错，什么是对与错的根据呢？是根据神的话，根据圣经嘛。
So what is the principle of the right and wrong? That's according to the biblical principle.
啊，这个就是我们要学习的。
And this is what we need to learn.
很多人都同意啊，这个世界上的啊酒肉朋友很多。
And many people agree that there are many fine fellow friends in the world.
比方说，哎，听说老李最近升官发财了。
And for example, Mr. Lee has recently been promoted to become rich.
哦，突然就来了很多很多的朋友啊。
And certainly that Mr. Lee is surrounded by a lot of friends.
哦，大家就围绕着老李呀、啊，哎呀，说他好能干啊，哎呀，好酷啊。
So many people surrounding Mr. Lee is surrounded by a lot of friends, and everybody says some good thing about Mr. Lee.
他那些所谓的 quote 好朋友都说一些啊让老李听得很舒服、很爽的话。
So all his friends will say something that Mr. Lee like to hear.
但是有一天，当老李的生意垮台的时候呢
？But one day when Mr. Lee's business collapsed.
咦，奇怪了，他以前那么多的朋友突然都不见了。
And suddenly all his friends are gone.
尤其当老李生病了、穷困潦倒的时候。
Especially when Mr. Lee was sick and destitute.
只有一个小张这个朋友来看他。
And only one friend, Mr. John, came to visit him.
当老李真是生病了、穷困潦倒的时候，只有一个小张还带着水果来看老李啊。
And when Mr. Lee was sick and destitute, only one friend, Mr. Chen, visited Mr. Lee with the fruit.
而且小张还特别为老李来祷告。
And Mr. Chen even prayed for Mr. Lee.
求神给老李心里面的力量能够起来。
And he prayed that God will strengthen Mr. Lee.
请问谁是真正的好朋友？
So I want to ask you, who is the real good friend?
非常清楚。
It's very clear.
这个世界上锦上添花的人多，雪中送炭的人很少。
In this world, there are more people who like to put icing on the cake, but less people who will give them timely assistance.
难怪很多人感叹说。
And no wonder a lot of people.Just feel sad about it.
哎呀，这年头啊，这个人真现实啊。
And no wonder many people lament. People are people.
我们有没有这样的经历啊？
So do you have this kind of experience?
弟兄姐妹们，我们不妨仔细的想一想。
So let's think about this very carefully.
在你生命中最需要帮助的时候，是谁出现在你的旁边？
When you need the help the most in your life.Who is next to you?
在你最孤单、最软弱、最需要的时候，是谁一直陪在你旁边，不离不弃的陪着你？
And who, when you feel lonely in a difficult time, and who is always with you?
那可能就是神差派给你的天使嘛。
And who is the angel that God sent to you?
很多真正的朋友成为你的安慰，成为你及时的帮助。
And many good friends have become your comfort, become your assistance.
所以让我们做基督徒，愿意成为别人的好朋友。
So let us today we become a good friend of others.
好朋友有两个重要的心态。
And become to the good friend as long as we have two good attitudes.
第一个就是要真诚相爱。
So there's one, we need to love one another.
第二个要有难同当。
The second, we have to share the misfortune together.
真诚相爱，大家都很熟悉了。
Love one another, I believe everybody familiar with this.
还有一首诗歌，大家也很熟的。
And I believe one hymn we are all familiar with.
就是最知心的朋友。
And that's the Lord Jesus is our most intimate friend.
谁是我们最知心的朋友啊？
So who is our most intimate friend?
就是我们的主耶稣嘛。
And this is our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是我们最知心的朋友。
Because the Lord Jesus is our most intimate friend.
所以我们可以把我们的需要、我们的难处都带到这一位主的面前，求他帮助。
So we can bring our needs and our difficulty to the Lord.
当然，更进一步来说
，and further，
如果你没有需要的时候
，if you don't need it，
你却仍然愿意来亲近主。
You are still wanting to close to the Lord.
因为是主自己的荣美来吸引我们来亲近他。
And that's because it is that the Lord's own goodness attracts you.
而不是等到我有所求我才来亲近主。
And not because when you need it so you close to the Lord.
你爱你的老婆。
You love your wife.
爱你的老公。
You love your husband.
绝对不是老婆缺钱了要向老公要钱的时候再跟老公撒撒娇吧。
Not because the wife need the money, so you stay close to your husband.
老公爱老婆也不是爱她的年轻漂亮。
And the husband loves wife not because the wife's beauty.
啊，即使老婆是黄脸婆，你仍然怎么样？
And even the wife is old, and you still love.
我们跟神的关系也是如此。
It's the same situation on the relationship between we and God.
最好的光景不是因为我要求什么我才来到主的面前。
So the best situation is not because I'm asked for something, so I close to the God.
就因为我不求什么，我还是很乐意、很高兴、很渴慕跟主有一个彼此的相交。
So even I don't need anything, I'm still willing, happily, I want to close to our God.
因为他是我最知心的朋友。
Because the God is our most intimate friend.
圣经里面有一个人，神说是他的朋友。
And in the Bible, there's one person say, he is our best friend.
神称摩西是他的朋友。
And God said that Moses is his best friend.
你有没有想过这一位至高伟大的创造的独一的神，竟然称人为他的朋友，是何等抬举我们？
So can you imagine the God who ruled the heaven and the youth, and, the heaven and the earth? And he even could claim the human is his best friend.
啊，我们基督徒呢又被称为小基督嘛。
And we are the Christian are also called the little Christ.
最重要的就是我们要活出耶稣基督的生命来。
And that is we have to live out the life of the Jesus Christ.
教会不论是逐日的敬拜啊，逐日学或者小组的查经。
So in the church, it doesn't matter the worship, the Sunday school, or the fellowship, the Bible study.
其实只有一个目的。
So we only have one purpose.
就是让我们的生命越来越像主的荣美。
And that's the way we have to live out our life, of the Jesus Christ.
所以我们这些小基督可以在地上反映耶稣基督的荣美。
So we, as the little Christ, we can reflect the glory of our God.
从而吸引更多的福音朋友来到教会，来认识耶稣基督。
So we can attract more people, can visit the church, and they can know our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because God loved us first.
所以我们真正要求的，就是要求神的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
So we really need to pray to God often to let the love pour inside of us.
我们需要神的爱充满在我们的里面。
And we need the Jesus love to fulfill inside of us.
就像大家很喜欢唱那首诗歌嘛。
Just like the song we like to sing all the time.
要活出爱。
Live out love.
啊，继续不断地活出一个爱的生命来。
So let us continue to live the life of the love to.
做什么呢
？So what's the purpose?
来影响这个世界。
To influence the world.
所以要做一个有影响力的基督徒。
So we want to be the influential the Christian.
所以耶稣教导我们说要彼此相爱。
And Jesus teaches us we need to love one another.
请问彼此相爱要从哪里开始？
So what do we start with?
啊，第一个就要从彼此尊重开始。
So the first thing is to from mutual respect.
当你尊重别人的时候，别人自然会尊重你啊。
When you respect the people first, and the natural people will respect you in return.
当你不尊重别人的时候呢
？If you don't respect others,
别人怎么会尊重你
？So how the people can respect you?
这个道理很简单。
And this is very simple.
而且我们从小地方开始操练。
And we have to start from the small part to practice.
我也常常提醒我自己，一定要操练嘛。
And I also remind myself to have to be practice train myself for that.
我们知道美国文化有很多的优点
，and we know the American culture has many advantages.
其中有一项
，and one of the advantages
就是他们很少会打断别人说话
，is that they rarely interrupt others' conversation.
我知道你有没有注意啊？我不知道大家有没有注意到
？Oh, I do not know. Have you noticed this?
啊，我们华人讲话好像都无所谓了。
And especially in the Chinese culture, usually.It doesn't matter how we conversation.
好像很熟了，哎呀，蔡弟兄讲还讲没一半，我啪就把他打断，我就讲我了。
So, when somebody during the conversation and we want to talk, we just interrupt right away.
老美很有耐性，他一定听你听完讲完了，他才会讲话。
So usually Americans they are very polite. They will be patient waiting until you finish your conversation.
如果他真的要打断你说话的话
，If you really want to interrupt your conversation,
他一定也会说 ，Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
And he will say first, excuse me, may I interrupt you? 我可以打断你吗？
哎，这个就是一个很好的礼貌。
And this is very good courtesy.
啊，如果在很多很拥挤的这个场合里面
，especially on a crowded situation.
哎，我们华人撞到别人是撞了就撞了嘛。
And if we bump into other people, and in the Chinese culture, if I bump you, I just bump you.
如果老美撞了一下，他一定会说 excuse me.
But in American culture, if I bump you, accidentally, I definitely would say excuse me.
你有没有看见这是很好的礼貌
？So do you see this is a good, this is very good courtesy.
所以在教会的大家庭里面，我们也开始学习彼此尊重、彼此包容。
So in the big family of the church, we should practice the mutual respect.
请问主耶稣为什么把不同的人放在同一个教会里面
？Why did the Lord Jesus put the different people in the same church?
就是要欣赏别人的优点和缺点。
And it is to learn to appreciate the advantage of others and tolerate the shortcoming of others.
你有没有想过
？Have you think about it?
如果主耶稣都把同样的人跟你一样、同样的个性、同样的想法都放在一个教会，那还有什么意思呢
？So have you think about if the God put the same person like you identify all the same person in a church? So that's not very interesting.
就因为有不同的个性、不同的想法，才有意思。
So that would be interesting because every person you have to hear different thinking and we put together.
当然也要我们操练一个合一的功课。
Of course, this is the lesson want us to learn how to unity together.
如果你想要去帮助你的朋友改进他的缺点。
If you want to help somebody improve their shortcomings,
拜托你一定要态度温和。
You really need to have a gentle attitude.
不要疾言厉色。
Instead of the harsh one.
因为当你态度温和的时候
，and when you gentle,
啊，你的这个言语婉转的劝勉别人，别人才容易接受你的劝勉。
And when you are sincere and informative.It's easy for them to accept your advice.
这种温和的态度不仅在大家庭的教会如此，在小家庭夫妻的关系也是如此。
So this gentle attitude is not only in the big family, but also in the relationship between the husband and wife in the small family.
不要忘记，我们每一个人都有缺点。
Do not forget, everyone we have our shortcoming.
而且大多数人都愿意改进。
And most of the people are willing to improve.
但是当我们愿意做人家的好朋友的时候呢
？So when we are willing to become the good friend of others.
我们学习轻言细语，点到为止。
So we need to be use the gentle, sincere attitude.
如何成为好朋友呢
？So how become a good friend?
第二个重点就是有难同当。
So the second focus is we need to share the misfortune.
箴言17:17，我读给大家听。
And let's read the Proverb, the chapter 17, verse 17.
17:17很好记啊。朋友乃时常亲爱， 弟兄为为患难而生。
The Proverbs chapter 17 verse 17, a friend's love at all time, and a brother is one for adversity.
真正的好朋友就是在你最苦难的时候出现在你旁边的那个人。
So the real good friends are the people who appear next to you when you are in the most troubled time.
我们看见大卫在这个逃难过一个非常艰苦日子的时候。
When David was in the hardship of the fleecing,
只有约纳丹常常在他旁边。
And only the Jonathan is often next to him.
约纳丹常常给大卫打气。
The Jonathan encouraged him.
啊，让大卫不觉得孤单。
So the David never feel alone.
所以我们可以说呢，约纳丹帮助大卫度过了一段非常艰难困苦的岁月。
So we can say that Jonathan helped David went through a very difficult time.
在大卫最需要的时候，是约纳丹来顶住他，来撑住他，给他打气。
So when David in the most desperate time is the Jonathan next to him to help him to encourage him.
那后来呢？约纳丹啊和他的爸爸扫罗王呢去跟非利士人打仗。
And later on, the Jonathan and the King Saul they have the battle with the Philistine.
结果两个人呢都战死沙场。
And as a result, both people are killed in the battlefield.
那大卫是非常非常的伤心。
And of course, the David is was very very sad.
因为大卫失去了他的好朋友约纳丹。
Because the David lost his the best friend Jonathan.
有人说得好。
And someone said it well.
如果你一辈子能交到一个真正的知己，是你最大的福气。
It is your blessing if you can have a good friend in your life.
真正的能认识一个啊，一个可以真的是掏心掏肺的那样一个好朋友，实在是你一辈子的福气。
If you can have a very good friend, he's devote himself to you, and this really is your blessing.
因为你的好朋友理解你。
Because your good friends know you.
那今天我们作为基督徒的是有更大的福气。
So today we are blessed as a Christian.
那就是因为上帝的独生爱子耶稣基督竟然愿意做我们的好朋友。
Because the God's the only beloved Son, Jesus Christ, is willing to be our good friend.
约翰福音十五章十四节是主耶稣自己说的。
So let's read the John chapter 15, the verse 14, that Jesus said it.
你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
You are my friends if you do what I command.
约翰福音十五章十四节，主耶稣说的。
The John chapter 15, verses 14, that Jesus said it.
我再强调一遍。
I want to emphasize one more time.
你们就是我们。
You is us.
你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友。
If you do whatever I command, that means you are my good friend.
当我们愿意遵照主所说的话，我们就是主耶稣的朋友。
If we do what the God command, we are the God's good friend.
你想想看，这是何等大的福气呢？
So what a blessing things these days.
这位掌管宇宙万物的主竟然愿意和我们做朋友。
The Lord who rules the heaven and the earth and is willing to be the friends with us.
是何等抬举我们呢？
So it is a big lift for us.
所以我们应当珍惜这份关系嘛。
So we need to cherish this relationship.
我们不仅仅是啊天父的儿女。
We're not only the children of God.
我们还是耶稣基督的朋友。
But also the friends of Jesus Christ.
真的，我们感谢都来不及了。
So we need to thank for that.
所以我们行事为人就不能对不起主。
So we cannot be sorry for our God when we act.
那这是消极方面。
And this is the passive perspective.
那积极方面呢？
So what is the positive perspective?
我们就要多做荣神益人的事情。
So we have to do more things that are good for the God and people.
求主使用你，你，我成为福音的使者。
So we ask God to use you and me as the messengers of the gospel.
爱的使者。
And becomes the messenger of the love.
啊，今天早上的第一堂啊崇拜非常蒙主的祝福。
So this morning, the first sermon we had, we got a blessing for that.
啊，因为我们请到这个啊苏弟兄啊 Jason 跟啊啊他们夫妇来分享。
Because we have the brother Sue and his wife, they share the testimony with us this morning.
今年对他们啊这一对夫妇这个家庭也是一个非常啊有纪念性的啊一个日子。
So this is the special day for their family this year.
因为他们在啊这里开餐馆开了二十年。
Because they opened their restaurant this year is the 20th anniversary.
来教会二十年。
And they came to the church for 20 years.
啊，我们就看见他在这个忙碌吧，做餐馆都很辛苦，很忙，对吧
？And we know he's busy for his restaurant.
看见他们这个在啊工作、家庭跟教会的侍奉，他们怎么样的平衡
？So we can see their testimony how they balance among their job, the family, and the church time.
啊，他们的两个孩子教养得也很好。
And they raised two good fine young men.
啊，昨天我也去参加广东传奇在他家的一个聚会。
And yesterday I went to visit the fellowship of a Cantonese group.
啊，我们看见神所祝福的一个家庭。
And we can see how the God blessed this family.
啊，这个夫妻恩爱，孩子都非常的啊，非常的好。
And we can see this couple they love each other. And there's a good relationship with their kids.
我发现他们不仅是单单在教会默默的侍奉。
And we can see they serve the church without somebody notice.
在平常日子里，他们也常常爱心的去帮助很多有需要。
But actually, on the ordinary day, they also help the other people when they need it.
我为他们感谢主。
And I praise God for them.
我还知道我们教会很多的弟兄姐妹也是如此。
And I believe there's a lot of brothers and sisters in our church who act the same way.
就是在平常的日子，你也是非常带着主的爱去帮助很多有需要的。
And we know in the ordinary day, you also help the people with God's love.
所以求主祝福我们。
So we ask for God bless us.
真的成为一个爱的使者。
So we can become the messengers of love.
啊，我们也要尽力的把耶稣基督的好消息告诉别人。
So we need to do everything possible to tell the people the good news.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because that's the Bible tells us.
趁着白日多做主工，因为黑夜来到，就没有人能做了。
So that means we need to take advantage of the daytime to do the Lord's work.
所以我们真的要心里火热，常常来服侍主。
So we need to eagerly to do the God's work.
你现在看看最近的脸书。脸书 Facebook、
Have you read the recent Facebook?
其实不是最近啊，好早，半年以前我就讲了嘛。
Not recently, maybe the 6 months ago, I have been said it.
哎呀，什么小品啊，什么相声啊，什么一起查经，那都是全能神教会，就是东方闪电的一端嘛。
So if you know they use the skit, they use some article to do the Bible study, actually that's not the real religion there.
哎，坦白说他们的水平还不错。
And of course they can see their standard is not bad.
哎，我们教会弟兄姐妹有时候也看看，哎，这个还不错啊。
And some brothers just look at it, seems like it makes sense, and then even their standard is very high.
但是这个危机感是这些异端用尽一切的办法把他们的异端邪说普及影响很多很多的人。
So the crisis is all this like false religion, they try to use all the way infiltrate to us.
所以耶稣基督的教会今天不能成为一个关在四面墙的教会。
So that means today the church of the Jesus Christ, we cannot lock ourselves inside the wall of the church.
记得主耶稣当年走遍加利的各城各乡，医病啊，赶鬼，传扬天国的福音吗？
So if you remember, you know when that time the Jesus Christ is walked through among the village, the mountain, and tried to spread the gospel, the good news of the Jesus Christ.
我很支持查经，查经很好，很重要。
And I really support Bible study.
但是我很担心，一直查经，十年二十年，从来不传福音，我就非常着急了。
But I was a little bit worried about if you only stand inside a Bible study and they doesn't go anywhere.
我们的教会要成为一个祷告的教会。
So our church want to become to the prayer church.
要成为一个读经的教会。
We want to become to the Bible study church.
也要成为一个遵行大使命的教会。
And we also want to become to the church to obey the great commission.
大使命，我们大家来复习一下马太二十八章的十八到二十节，好吗
？We talk about the Great Commission. Please turn to your Bible on the Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20.
大使命是主耶稣颁给所有的弟兄姐妹，所有的教会。
So the Great Commission is given to the all the church of the earth by Jesus.
好，十八节有圣经，我们一起来读啊，请。
Let's read together.
耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵名给他们施洗。”
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heavens and on earth has been given to me.Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit."
十八节，主耶稣先告诉我们一件很重要的事。
In the verse 18, Jesus pointed out one important thing to us.
就是告诉所有属主的人，天上地下一切的权柄都是属于谁的？主的。
In the verse 18, the Jesus tells all the believers, all authority in the heaven and on earth has been given to me.
换句话说，耶稣基督拥有一切所有的 power.
So that means that Jesus is Almighty, has all the authority, has all the power.
因此门徒就有一个定心丸嘛。
So that means the disciples, they feel the confidence in here.
这个使命就是要我们去去去，使万民做主的门徒。
So what is the Great Commission? It's want us to go and go and go and make disciples of the all nations.
你不去，他怎么会来呢？
If you don't go, how they came to Lord?
他不来，所以我们要去。
If they don't come, and we will go.
你就热情地一直邀请他。
So you need to invite them with your whole heart.
无论用微信，无论用 email 或者打电话，或者就去大家坐坐，或者请他出来喝杯咖啡，想尽办法跟他建立朋友的关系。
So you can use the everything possible. For example, you can use the WeChat. You can email them and invite them to the church in your house to make a friend with them.
你知道你在做什么？
And you know what do you do?
你在做一个抢救人的灵魂啊。
And you are doing the rescue the human soul's the task.
这是多么有意义，能够存到永恒有意义价值的事情。
So this is the very meaningful and it can very eternal things to do.
因着你的努力，有一天他就不会沉沦落到地狱里面去。
Because your hard work, so the people they won't be perish.
所以我们要加油。
So we need to work hard.
要真的心里火热，常常的热情的、大方的去传扬耶稣基督的福音。
So we need the furnace to work hard to spread the gospel.
每年过感恩节的时候，我们很多的感恩。
So especially during the Thanksgiving time, we have a lot to thank for.
很好。
And that's very good.
但是我常常思想的是，我怎么报恩呢？
But every time when I think it, how can I repay?
感恩我们都会说哈，感谢赞美主，哈利路亚。
And of course, when you thankful, we always say thanks the Lord, hallelujah.
那何不把这个感恩的心化成一个报恩的行动呢？
So if you think about your thankful, you want to repay. What did you think about? Have some action for that.
九月二十号，先跟大家报告一下。
So the first thing I want to report to everybody on September 20th
是礼拜五
And this is Friday
礼拜五晚上请大家全部来到教会
So this Friday, I invite all the brothers and sisters come to church.
教会提供晚饭。
And the church will provide dinner.
因为从泰国北部来的 Wendy 王要来我们教会分享他传福音的经历。
So we invite one missionary is from Thailand. She's going to visit our church. Her name is Wendy Wang. She's going to share her missionary work with us.
所以拜托各小组组组长呢，九月二十号是礼拜五，礼拜五的晚上全部来到教会，我们来给这个 Wendy 王打气，来听他分享他传福音的经历。
So we invite all the leaders of the Bible group and that day, especially invite all your members to visit the church. We are going to hear her testimony.
那通常教会请到这个回来这个宣教士的这些分享是很好的事情。
And you know, it's very good we can hear their testimony or their missionary work, especially they are outside the world there.
但是更重要的是
But the most important thing
是我们求神透过他他的分享来激励我们成为本地的宣教士。
So the most important thing is we will get encouraged from hearing her testimony, so we can do the same thing.
你知道最糟糕的教会市场什么样子吗
？So you know what is the 最糟糕
The worst.
What is the worst church?
一个教会支持两个宣教士。
So the worst thing is when the church supports two missionaries.
听起来很不错。
And it sounds very good.
一个宣教士在非洲。
And one missionary located in Africa.
一个在泰国。
And the other one is in Thailand.
教会还不错，每一年有一点 budget， 寄一点支票，寄点钱给他们。
And the church give some financial support, so we send some money to them every year.
祷告会也为他们祷告一下。
And we also pray for them during our prayer meeting.
但是教会本身却从来不传福音。
But unfortunately, at this church, they never spread the gospel.
开个支票其实很简单嘛。
And then you know you write a check is very easy thing to do.
可是教会自己的弟兄姐妹全部没有动。
But the brother sister in their church we not even move. We do not have any action.
所以我说那是最糟糕的教会。
So I said this is the worst church.
最好的教会是什么呢
？So what is the best church?
是我们也的确支持三个宣教士。
And yes, we do support the three missionaries.
我们很关心他。
And we care about them.
为他们祷告。
And we pray for them.
财务上支持他们。
And we are financial supporting.
同时我们自己也是本地的宣教士。
And then ourselves, our church is the local missionary ourselves.
因为主耶稣说我们要去，不是只有 Wendy 去啊，你跟我通通都要去。
And when God sent us, we need to go. It's not just the Wendy go; it's want every one of these to go.
我们感谢神，最近有没有看到来了好几个新来的家庭有小朋友的？
And we praise the God. Have you noticed our church? We have a new family join us with the little children.
我为那些邀请的人献上感谢。
And I want to thank for whatever family invited to join our church.
我也为那些要继续 follow up 的人献上感谢。
And I also to pray for the lost person, the willing to follow up the family to thank for them.
有的时候有新朋友来了，很好，我们欢喜快乐。
And of course, we have a new friend business. We are very grateful.
圆桌上坐的吃吃大家交流一下很好。
And of course, this is the precious thing we can eat, drink together on the round table.
但是我们可以更进一步的多一点 follow up, 多一点 follow up 很重要。
We can do further. We can follow up with them and build up the relationship with them.
因为人都是这样的嘛，一回生二回熟嘛。
And because this is the natural thing, you know, the first time we feel the stranger, a strange to each other, but the second time we're more familiar with each other.
如果福音朋友在我们教会找到谈得来的朋友，他就会常常来。
If the new seeker they come to our church and they can make a friend with us, more likely they will visit our church more often.
同意的人请说。
If you agree, please say Amen.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Father, we want to thank you your grace.
我们感谢你成为我们最知心的朋友。
And we want to thank you you become the most intimate friend for us.
我们恳求你的圣灵继续来激励我们。
We pray the Holy Spirit continue to inspire touch us.
让我们的心向着你。
So our heart can toward you.
先求你的国和你的义。
So we can seek your kingdom and your righteousness.
其余的你就会加给我们。
And then you will give us everything.
我们感谢赞美你。
We want to thank you.
我们愿意完全的顺服。
And we want to wholly submit ourselves to you.
我们要成为真正你的门徒。
And we want to become the true disciple of you.
高举耶稣基督的十字架。
And we want to live out the cross.
我们知道我们的主是从死里复活的神。
And we know you are the God who rose from the dead.
得胜再得胜。
And you are the victory God.
把我们从黑暗的权势中拯救出来。
And you save us from the darkness.
求你使用我们成为爱的活水，爱的活水涌流出去。
And please help us to become to the living water.
兴旺我们的教会。
And then the revival of church.
感谢赞美。
Thank you.
祷告交托奉靠耶稣基督的名。
And all the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 今天不知道吕子慧姐妹有没有来？有没有看到啊？